91X News.
It's 1 degree with light rain and fog at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Megan Pounder. Backpacks of Hope is a local charity run by Belleville's Lynn Olson. QNET News reporter Callie Jackson has more.
With a little help from her friends, Belleville's Lynn Olson is taking to the street to help those in need by starting a charity she calls Backpacks of Hope.
I've been collecting bags of clothing and shampoo, soaps, that sort of thing for the Red Cedar Shelter out in Tandanega. I thought, you know what, I would like to do something more for homeless people, like actual homeless people. In Toronto, I grew up there, and I did know a few people who lived on the street, and they matter too, so I wanted to let them know that they do matter.
On November 19th, Lynn will be heading to Toronto to give away 20 backpacks stuffed with whatever a homeless man and woman might need. She is collecting donations on GoFundMe and can be contacted on Facebook under Backpacks of Hope. Callie Jackson, QNET News, Belleville.
Belleville police are investigating a break and enter that took place at a residence in the East Thurlow Township area last night. The suspects were able to pry their way into the homeowner's gun cabinet and stole 9 firearms plus ammunition. This incident is still under investigation. If anyone has any information regarding this, please contact the Belleville Police Service at 613-966-0882, extension 2211. A 63-year-old man from Georgetown is facing a criminal charge after allegedly neglecting an elderly woman in his care. Halton Regional Police say paramedics were called to a home of a 91-year-old woman earlier this month in response to concerns raised by community care workers. Police say the woman was living in deplorable conditions, describing her as malnourished, weak, and wearing soiled clothes. The woman was subsequently taken to hospital, and police have not provided an update on her condition. The man, whose name was not released, has been charged with failing to provide the necessities of life. Indigenous Affairs Minister Carolyn Bennett says a new special representative will lead national discussions on the reform of First Nations child welfare services. Bennett says Lakehead University Professor Cynthia Wesley Esquimua will advise the government as it works with provinces, territories, and child welfare agencies on an overhaul of the system.
Our job now is to engage with the provinces and territories to change the way the services are delivered. There are more children in care now than at the height of residential schools. That has to stop, and that will only stop by engaging with the provinces and territories and the agencies that deliver those services, and we are therefore committed to do that.
The federal government made the announcement ahead of a debate in the Commons on an NDP motion on reserve child welfare. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal has ruled that the government discriminates against First Nations children in its delivery of child welfare services and has since issued 2 compliance orders urging the Liberals to act. A scientific study published online today says the sunflower sea star in the Salish Sea between BC and Washington State has been devastated by a wasting disease that has swept across the West Coast. There are more than 2 dozen varieties of sea stars off the coast. Study co-author Joseph Gatos of the University of California, Davis, says the loss of so many of the sunflowers will have an impact.
And they're major predators. They eat almost anything they can kind of get a hold of, everything from urchins to mussels to other sea stars. And they'll even scavenge. I saw a picture a diver took one time of one eating a bird that had died.
Gatos says when the sunflower sea star isn't around, the sea urchin population grows and they eat the kelp beds, a major contributor to the marine ecosystem. The latest batch of hacked emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign highlights her staff's shock and anger after news broke that she used a private email server as a Secretary of State. The emails were among those released Thursday by WikiLeaks. The group has been releasing thousands of stolen emails from Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta. In one email, Neera Tanden, now a member of Clinton's transition team, questioned whether the person who told Clinton she could use private email has been drawn and quartered. In another, Podesta asks campaign manager Robbie Mook if he had any idea of the depth of this story. Mook replied, nope. He then said that the email issue had been raised before, but they were told everything was taken care of. Her husband may be known for posting harsh tweets attacking his opponents at 3 a.m., but Melania Trump says if she becomes First Lady, she plans to fight cyberbullying. Appearing with Donald Trump in an interview on Good Morning America, Mrs. Trump said there's a need to teach young people on how to use social media and what is right to say and what is not right to say.
I will focus on helping children and women, and also about social media. In this 21st century, what's going on? It's very hurtful to children.
When asked about his tweets, the Republican presidential nominee said, "I believe in fighting back when people are against me, and that social media is an instrument for doing just that." Chicago authorities say the death of a teenage girl who suffered an asthma attack after witnessing a fatal shooting at a block party was a homicide. Police say a dispute over a parking lot on the south side led to gunfire last July. Two people were killed and two others injured in the shooting. Authorities say 16-year-old Jessica Williams witnessed the shooting, suffered an asthma attack, and collapsed at the scene. She was then taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. Results of a Cook County Medical Examiner's autopsy released Thursday shows she died of bronchital asthma and stress associated with gunshots fired into a crowd. The office determined her death was a homicide. The block party was in remembrance of Williams' cousin and was attended by about 100 people. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Some people buy insurance from 1-800 numbers. Wouldn't you rather buy insurance from someone who knows it's Caniffton, not Kniffton? I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. We know this community and we understand local trends. Did you know insurance companies will soon use telematics to record your driving habits? You'll want to speak to someone about that. Speak with us in person. Mackey Insurance. We're locally owned at 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In sports, Lancers basketball kicked off this season last weekend. Both the men and women's team have been off to a rough start, losing all of their games so far. Both teams hope to bounce back from this when they travel to Barrie tomorrow to play the Georgian Grizzlies. Game times are 6 p.m. for the ladies and 8 p.m. for the men. The Lancers men and women's volleyball teams kicked off their regular season home openers last Friday. The men had a tough 3-2 loss to the Centennial Colts, while the Lady Lancers defeated their Colts counterparts. Both teams are back in action Saturday, October 29th, when they take on the George Brown Huskies at home. The women's game takes place at 1 p.m. and the men's is at 3. The Trenton Golden Hawks swept the Toronto Junior Canadians 4-2 in their last game Saturday, or their game last Sunday. They host the Wellington Dukes tomorrow night at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens Arena at 7:30. The Picton Pirates dominated the Camelford Rebels last Friday with a final score of 9-1. They face the Amherstview Jets tonight at the Prince Edward Community Center at 7:30 p.m. The Winnipeg Jets look to get back on track when they host the Dallas Stars tonight. The Jets have lost 4 of their last 5 games and have yet to win in regulation this season. The game is the second of a home-and-home between the teams, with the Stars winning 3-2 in Dallas on Tuesday. Goaltender James Reimer makes his return to Toronto as the Florida Panthers visit the Maple Leafs. Reimer played over 200 games for the Leafs before being dealt at last season's trade deadline. Also tonight, the league-leading Montreal Canadiens host Tampa Bay. The Ottawa Senators have given goaltender Craig Anderson a leave of absence to attend a personal matter at home. General Manager Pierre Dorion said in a statement that there is no timetable for Anderson's return and that he has the full support of the club. Anderson has a 4-1-0 record with 2.94 goals against average and a .903 save percentage with a shutout this season. The Cubs and Indians have shifted from Cleveland to Chicago for the next 3 games of the World Series. The best-of-7 series is all tied up at a game apiece after Chicago took Game 2 last night 5-1. Former Cubs pitcher Kerry Wood told ESPN that pitcher Kyle Schwarber is very impressive.
Well, I think he's a robot. I mean, what he's been doing is not normal. What he's been able to get up, just the way he took the first pitch the other night. I was like, man, this kid has ice water in his veins and was built for this moment.
Week 8 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Nashville as the Tennessee Titans get to do battle with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The AFC rivals have struggled so far this season. The Jaguars are last in the division with a 2-4 record, while the Titans aren't much better at 3-4. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Periods of rain tonight with a low of +2, clearing tomorrow with a high of 9, and a 60% chance of showers with a high of 17 on Saturday. At 4:09, it's 1 degree with light rain and fog. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.